This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The family of Kylan Lewis is suing the city of Aurora and the officer who shot and killed Lewis in 2024. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The civil lawsuit was filed in Arapahoe County last Friday, exactly 1 year from the day Lewis was shot and killed by Michael Deek during a confrontation with the Aurora SWAT team. Aurora Police Chief Todd Chamberlain overhauled the unit's policies after its tactics were questioned by an independent monitor. The family is seeking compensation for economic losses and emotional damages. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And there's more on the case at CPR.org. Medicaid patients are sounding the alarm about what big federal cuts to the program could mean for them. They spoke Wednesday at Denver Health. Three patients told reporters the program has been a lifeline. 26-year-old Diana Corona says she was severely overweight. She got help at the Denver Health Bariatric Center and was able to improve her health because of Medicaid coverage.
I cannot afford things without Medicaid. I cannot afford living without it.
A budget bill in the Republican-led Congress could drop as many as 200,000 Coloradans from Medicaid health coverage. It turns out that a type of cactus in Colorado is more abundant than scientists thought. The Colorado hookless cactus will no longer be on the endangered species list. The plant with pink flowers is native to the Colorado and Gunnison River basins and blooms in late April and early May. Across Colorado, temperatures get warmer for the end of the week. Around Denver, it's highs today near 70. This is CPR News.